What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're getting word now that the current U.S. plan is to deploy 4,000 troops to the Russian border next month, coinciding with the deployment of 300,000 NATO troops that have been on high alert since last month, getting ready for whatever's going on. But again, incoming President Donald Trump has signaled that he does not want to go along with any more wars with Russia and China or foreign interventions. And so he's going to pull the plug on that. So these 4,000 troops may get a nice little European vacation and come right on home. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Dave in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I've been reading on the internet about Roseanne Barr's ex-husband wanting to come out and say that he was sent a private video of Donald Trump using all kinds of horrific language and using the N-word and so much worse than anything that came out before. And I was just going to ask you, have you heard anything about that?
No, and I really don't care. I'm not paying attention. Donald Trump is the president, and what he did in his youth is irrelevant at this point. What he does from this point forward is what matters to all Americans.
You're correct. They're trying to say this was done on The Apprentice.
Well, let me share something with you. When you're working on production for TV shows or movies or commercials, commercials are the worst in terms of stress. TV series next and feature films are a little bit more relaxed. People lose their temper and they just say things that they later regret. And that's a reality. I've lost it a couple of times on a stage myself and said things that I'm very happy nobody had a camera running on me. And that's just how people respond to that pressure. I'm sorry, what?
They said, Tom Arnold said this was done in jest. He said he called his son a retard, said the N-word a lot, different things like that. And it was sent out anonymously, well, to four or five people that were on the set. And I don't know if they was going to try to blackmail Donald Trump with this or what. But Hillary Clinton, the night before the election, had somebody call Tom Arnold and say, look, for the sake of the nation, you know, I'd really appreciate it if you check it out. For the sake of the nation, you got to come forward with this information. And supposedly Tom Arnold says, and Hillary was sitting right next to the person, and supposedly Tom Arnold said, no, I'm not going to do it. But now he's out saying, apparently because Trump's team contacted him, this is what he said, and basically threatened him that now he's going to come out with the information and he's going to just let it all out. So, who
okay,
knows?
Well, my response to that is big deal. If Trump was just joking around, and again, I joke around too, it's irrelevant. It really is. This is Tom Arnold's desperate grasp for media attention to revive a career that has evaporated. And the same thing with Roseanne Barr. Yeah, we're seeing all these liberal has-beens trying to ride Hillary's coattail to fame. Look at that video they came out with when they were trying to convince the electors to go faithless. You know, all these former celebrities and actors who don't have a current gig are out there saying, oh, we got to do this, we got to do that. Now they're all going to be going on down to Miami. And try and do it once more time. And they're making themselves irrelevant. I don't care what Tom Arnold says or has. And I don't care what Donald Trump said during a production of a TV show. What Donald Trump does from January 20th of next year forward is what impacts all Americans.
And I agree with you.
Let's be honest here. I'm sure that every single one of you listening to this show at some point in your life, either joking around or under extreme stress and pressure, have probably said things that you really wish you hadn't done. We all have moments like that, okay? And that's a reality. I've got moments like that. So that's just the reality, okay?
Good deal, brother.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now then, Vladimir Putin has come out with an interesting observation. He's looking at what's going on in the European Union. He's looking at how what supposedly was supposed to simply be a free trade zone has mutated into this absolute tyranny by the European Union Council over Europe. Even the European Parliament has absolutely no power. They can debate, they can recommend, but the laws are created by that unelected, unaccountable European Union Commission. And Putin is basically saying that because of this, the European Union has become a worse dictatorship than the Soviet Union was. The European Union Commission is the new Politburo. And we know that life under the Soviet Union was very miserable for the Soviet citizens, and we are seeing with our own eyes how life under the European Union Commission has been terrible for ordinary Europeans, between the crushing economic predations of the European Central Bank and this refugee nonsense. Europe is under attack by the European Union Commission. The economy is under attack, their culture is under attack, their ethnic identity and heritage is under attack. It's terrible. Anyway, we're going to take a break and do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And the United Nations at first said they were going to postpone this vote on the Israeli settlements possibly indefinitely. That didn't sit well with people. They had the vote today. The Security Council voted to condemn the Israeli settlements, and here's where it gets amazing. The United States abstained from the vote but did not exercise their veto, and that means the motion passed. The United Nations Security Council has condemned Israel's illegal settlements on Palestinian land. And this is Barack Obama, his final little giving the finger to Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, Donald Trump, of course, was on board with defeating this measure. And I think Donald Trump is still tainted with a worldview that came out of corporate media. But I think as he gets into more and more of his actual security briefings and he sees how Israel really works, I think he's going to change. And I've expressed this before, that being an outsider, and with most of his worldview shaped by the corporate media, even though he knows now the corporate media has been lying, most of what he thinks he knows about the world still came from that. Trump is, in many ways, as dangerously naive as Jimmy Carter was. But it looks to me like he's learning fast. He's coming on board. He's got some good advisors, and he's apparently listening to them. And I think his position on Israel is going to change. Certainly coming out of Israel, especially from Uri Avner's website, they do not like his choice for U.S. ambassador to Israel. Even though the ambassador is Jewish, they don't see him as sufficiently on board with Israel's point of view. So, again, we will decide after January 20th. Now, as you know, Donald Trump went on out, and he questioned the high cost that Boeing was putting on the two new Air Force One jets. And Obama approved these replacements for Air Force One, even though the current airframes still have a lot of life left in them. But he approved these new ones. These were going to be Hillary Clinton's flying imperial palaces. And Boeing just had a huge price on them, something like $8 billion on the contract. And you can buy two of the actual jets themselves for less than $1 billion. And so Trump was saying, I'm going to cancel. And Boeing said, well, we can roll the price down a little bit, so that project may be going forward. Donald Trump has now turned his sights on the F-35, saying it is hugely expensive, and from what anybody can see, it is a piece of junk. And he's saying that he may pull the plug on the F-35 and instead go for Boeing to upgrade the F-18 Super Hornet. Just do some upgrades on that and build some more of that, because they've already got the jigs and the assembly lines set up to produce that. Frankly, I think Putin's probably going to call up Donald Trump and say, we'll sell you some T-50s. They fly much higher than the F-35, much faster, much farther. and they're less than half as much money. Okay. Now then, turning to the economic news. Deutsche Bank has settled with the U.S. Department of Justice. They're going to pay a $3.1 billion with a B civil penalty. Because, again, the mortgage-backed securities. Finally, after all these years, these perpetrators of one of the biggest economic frauds in history are finally getting their wrist slap fines. Now, $3.1 billion is a lot of money. It's a little more than a wrist slap. Deutsche Bank's attorneys had privately said that somewhere between $2 and $3 billion was probably what they were going to be forced to pay. Now, of course, what's Deutsche Bank going to do? Well, a huge amount of that settlement gets taken off their taxes. So you, the taxpayers, are going to wind up actually covering most of this, and then they get the rest of it back by increasing fees to their customers or simply launching another fraud to cover the costs of the previous fraud. Deutsche Bank has just this terrible reputation. But at this point, so does all of Wall Street. So do all the private central banks and the big hedge fund managers. They're constantly being caught in fraud. And it's reached a point where it seems like the real economy of the United States, people working, buying things, putting money into the economic system, having it circulate around, has already shut down. And the big banks and Wall Street are ticking along entirely on criminality because they can't figure out any other way to stay in business. And a big part of it are all these bailouts. Because when you take money away from the people of any nation and give it to the bankers to deal with the red ink on their ledgers, then the ordinary people don't have the money to engage in commerce or to buy things and engage in any of the activity banks used to actually make their livings from. It's a death trap. Once they go down that route, the system becomes locked up and paralyzed. Meantime, out here in the real world, the retail Mageddon, even in the middle of the holiday shopping season. American Apparel is getting ready to close 12 of their stores in Great Britain. The Limited is about to declare bankruptcy. They're going to close 240 stores. And they're basically saying that they have a huge amount of merchandise. Nobody is coming in to buy anything. They don't have the money. And nobody wants to put anything else on their credit cards because they're not sure they can pay it off. Unlike the government and Wall Street, who borrow money recklessly, and when they get into trouble, they stick the taxpayers with it. Ordinary citizens are actually showing far more fiscal restraint and responsibility than corporate leadership and the government itself. Now, forecasters are predicting that Kohl's, JCPenney, and Walmart will close the most stores of retailers next year in 2017. And talk about your Ebenezer Scrooge, General Motors, Boeing, GoPro, Xerox, Caterpillar, and the Limited are all planning layoffs to be announced between Christmas and New Year's. Merry Christmas. Now, Bitcoin has passed $830. For those who got in early, that's going to be very good. Spain has now banned all cash transactions over $1,000. If you're doing something that's over that, it must go through a bank, be recorded, and reported. And, of course, as we reported last week, the Italian bank Monte Paschi is going to be nationalized. This is effectively a third taxpayer-funded bailout of this bank. So it's amazing. Basically, they're running Europe's financial system like somebody who's looking at their credit card bills, and they're all maxed out, and they're all past due. And all they can think of doing is getting another credit card and putting that balance on there. That's effectively what they're doing. Because with the real economy locked up, there's no new money being brought in. Ordinary workers are not able to trade their labor for wages and salaries to pump that wealth back into the economy. They're just spreading it around, trying to keep the debt even on anybody so it doesn't pile up and sink anyone. But at some point, they're going to start running out of that liquidity. We already saw it in Italy. Italy was trying to get help from ECB, IMF, World Bank. They said no. Monte Paschi went back to their anchor investors. They said no. Putting more money into that bank, they might as well just flush it down the toilet. Because the bank can't make the money back to pay its way out of the debt. All it does to survive is just take more and more and more away from the taxpayer. The other big problem everybody's dealing with is the pension panic. We've been hearing about all of these pension funds all across the country, public sector workers, state-run pension funds, and they're all in trouble. And it all goes back to 2008 and the mortgage-backed security fraud, because Wall Street's pet ratings agencies, who are paid by the financial institutions, not by the customers, all gave AAA ratings to these mortgage bundles. Now, pension funds, retirement funds, by law, are only allowed to invest in AAA-rated securities because they represent retired people who don't have the luxury of youth to start over and rebuild their lives. And all these pension funds bought into these mortgage-backed securities. The fraud imploded. The pensions were defunded. And there's been a tremendous resistance by the managers of these pension funds and the government officials they work for to point the finger of blame at Wall Street. Instead, they're blaming the retirees for living too long and expecting too much. So, apparently there is a shocking rise in homeless children across Britain. What is not being said is how many of these homeless children are actually British, as opposed to some of these refugees who are coming across through the Channel Tunnel. Now, a little bit of good news. Over in Baltimore, there was this really horrible story, and we have unfortunately seen this in so many places across the United States of America, where individuals and institutions who are trying to help and feed the homeless and hungry are being penalized and fined by local governments who just want the homeless and hungry to go someplace else and stop standing somewhere where the tourists can see them, which has been an issue and an agenda here in Hawaii. And so over in Dundalk County, they were going to impose a $12,000 fine against a church who were trying to help the homeless people. And I guess in the spirit of Christmas, or just shamed by the public outcry, the fine has now been dropped. And we are at the point here where we need to stop thinking that hunger and homelessness is something that just needs to be hidden. That's not a solution. It never was. We need to get the American people back working, all of them, not just the mythic 5% unemployed, but all the 90-plus million Americans who've been out of work for weeks and months. We need to get them all back to work, and that's going to help bring some of these homeless and hungry back into the system, and they're going to need a little help getting back into the system. They need permanent addresses for a lot of the paperwork required by the government. But even without that, if ordinary people are working, they're going to reach out and help the homeless and hungry just out of their own pocket, not even through an organized charity, especially after so many organized charities have been exposed as a fraud anyway. But maybe for Christmas, you might want to think that contacting whatever local organization and doing a little something to ease the hunger and suffering of the American people. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones here. Mike in Brazil, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. First, I want to express my condolences to John from Barbados. When I heard you saying he passed away,
yes.
He came like a shock because only a few days ago he was on the phone. But anyway, I want to express my condolences to his family. I hope they're listening. And I hope they're going to pull through. But anyway, the reason I called is about Putin's remark about the European Union resembling or even being worse than USSR. If you remember, I don't know if you know, there is a video of Vladimir Bukovsky, who was I believe he was an ex-KGB guy. So he gave an interview back in 1996, and in effect, he said that the European Union, its structure, it's copied from the Soviet model with a Politburo, a Supreme Council, and all that stuff. So Putin is right. The European Union, I think, is worse than the Soviet Union in many respects. And I tell you one thing, when the EU will come apart, and it will, they will hang the politicians on lampposts. because people are so angry. I'm getting emails from my half friends in Germany and in Holland, and they said the situation there is intolerable. People are afraid to get out of their houses, go about their daily routines, because they're being constantly attacked by migrants. So, you know, what I wanted to say is that Putin is absolutely correct in what he said.
I think that's absolutely true here, especially we've been hearing all these stories about how the European Union Commission just arbitrarily imposes regulations. Some of them are petty and downright silly, just apparently because they can. Controls on various products, and it was supposed to be a free trade zone, and it's anything but. And power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And looking at Juncker, who never really seems to be totally sober when I see him on TV, it does seem like it's all gone to his head.
Yeah, and another thing is somebody made a remark about Angela Merkel, saying that she's insane. Oh, it was a cop. And now the guy is being indicted on charges of libel or something like that. And the truth of the fact is that she is insane. I mean, looking at the situation in Europe overall, women getting raped, people getting assaulted and beaten up in the streets, and this woman doesn't back off. I mean, she keeps pushing this open borders policy to the extremes, and people just had enough of it. And not only this, but it looks like the Schengen area in Europe is going to come under scrutiny, because this guy traveled from Berlin all the way to Italy, from where he originally came, going to Germany.
Yeah, and that was the amazing thing. Like this guy had been in prison in Italy for 4 years for an arson charge, and he was still allowed into Germany. And that really shows the ridiculousness of not having some reasonable border controls on these countries here. And, you know, Merkel, Merkel's fully on board the New World Order, but she's starting to turn Germany back into a Nazi state. She's trying to start all these laws about how anybody with wrong opinions can be punished and thrown in jail. And I guess they're trying to make an example out of this police officer to say that, you know, you're not allowed to say bad things about our leader, no matter how true they might be. And this almost harkens back to Ernst Zundel's trial, where he was thrown in jail for questioning the Holocaust. And the judge literally said, I don't care if what you're saying is true, it is still illegal for you to say it. And that tells you...
His lawyer ended up in jail, too, for defending him.
Yes.
His lawyer actually ended up in jail for doing her job. And another thing is, I don't know if you heard about this guy. He was a mayor in some city in southern France. And just because the guy made a remark such as, well, I look at the classrooms today in our schools, and 91% of the students there are all Muslims. And because of this, now he's being criminally indicted. What happened to the freedom of speech, these people?
Oh, it's absolutely gone.
Do you remember that term?
Okay, Mike, got to put you on hold.
Yeah.
Got to take a break for commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking with Mike in Brazil, and you had something you wanted to add.
Yeah, I want to go back to what Vladimir Bukovsky said in that interview. I think you can still find that video on YouTube. I have it saved. I saved it for myself. But anyway, he said that the European Union, basically, they define democracy as forcing people to vote and keep voting until they vote the way it is wanted. And this is their vision of democracy in Europe. And he was dead on. He was dead on right for what he said, because basically this is what it is. They keep asking people to vote over again, and to achieve the desired political goal. Well, the outcome.
Well, just like they were trying to talk about having a second. They were talking about having a second Brexit referendum,
the people pick up on this,
vote until we get what we want isn't really democracy. It's a tyranny masquerading as a democracy, and mandatory voting, is a hallmark of every dictatorship, because they understand that people realize it's a dictatorship and they're not going to vote because they know their votes don't really matter, so they make it mandatory.
Yeah, and do you remember they used to have a term back in the 1970s, we're both baby boomers, so you might as well remember this. They used the term, they coined this term called prisoner of conscience. It was all over the Western media, the press in those days, and accusing, well, applying the term to Soviet dissidents like Andrei Zakharov, like Solzhenitsyn, and the rest of them. And they use that term all the time. Oh, they're prisoners of conscience because they don't agree with the political system, or they're labeled insane. Today, fast forward, it's exactly the same situation, except that they no longer use the term prisoners of conscience, because that's exactly what these people are. They believe in one thing, and the government comes down on them like a ton of bricks, and they jail them. This is basically repression unseen since the Soviet days.
Yeah, and it's not just in Europe. We're seeing it here, where the independent media is currently under overt attack, but it's been under covert attack all along. And the corporate media is trying to dismiss everybody as, oh, they're crazy, they're kooks, you know, they're wackos. Anybody who doesn't believe what's in the corporate media is some kind of a nut job. And of course, today, anybody who doesn't believe what's in the corporate media is working for the Russian propaganda ministry or whatever it is they're saying here.
I remember the physicist, Andrei Zakharov. He was, he won the Nobel Prize twice in physics. He was actually institutionalized in a psychiatric institution because he disagreed with Leonid Brezhnev. And then he was expelled from the country with no right of return. And basically, we have reached that point where if one tactic does not work, they will apply the other tactic. And in this case, it would be forced hospitalization in a psychiatric institution. So basically, this is all I have to say. Sorry again. I need to express my condolences for poor John. You're right. He will be missed. And anyway, Mike, have a merry, merry Christmas, and to you and Claire, and take care. Hope we'll talk again next year.
Yeah, I'm sure that we will. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. And we've already seen in the United States, the corporate media has put out all these articles from respected names in the field of psychiatry that people who don't believe the official story are mentally ill. Too much exposure to the internet can lead to depression and mental illness. They came up with a psychological term to describe mistrust of the government as a mental illness, for which I'm sure they have a pill that they're getting ready to sell everybody on that. All right, let's see. Moving on forward, sanity is starting to break out in the wake of the Trump election victory, and the pushback against PC is really starting to be felt. Over in Wisconsin, lawmakers are threatening to cut state support to the University of Wisconsin at Madison over a course that is being offered called The Problem of Whiteness. And State Representative Dave Murphy, in an interview with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, was saying, this doesn't strike me as a legitimate course of any kind of education. It's pushing a racist agenda against whites. And he's absolutely correct. I mean, can you imagine the uproar if a university offered courses called The Problem of Blackness or The Problem of Hispanics or The Problem of Being Jewish? Oh, boy, you would never hear the end of it. But for some reason in this country, it's open season on white people. And again, if you go over to WikiLeaks and you look for the definition of black power, it's a movement to get black people to take pride in their heritage and recognize their strength in their culture. If you go over and you look at brown power, oh, it's a movement to unite brown people and encourage them to take pride in their heritage and culture. And then you look for the definition of white power and they say, oh, it's a bunch of racists, white supremacists, KKKers, and all the rest of that stuff. Racism is wrong in any direction. And you don't cure racism by being racist in reverse. It just doesn't work that way. If you're out there screaming that whites are automatically, as a class of people, somehow bad or destructive of society, then you are a racist. Period. End of discussion. Too bad if you're offended by what I just said. Go play with your Play-Doh or something in your safe space. Now, somebody has launched a new website, and you probably ought to visit it, and you probably ought to bookmark it. It's called hatecrimehoaxes.com, and as the name suggests, it is a compilation of all of these hate crimes that you have seen reported in the corporate media to build sympathy for this or that group. Oh, the anti-Semites are on the march again. The white supremacists are on the march again. The Trump people are on the march again. And how many of them are exposed as hoaxes? And this website pulls them all together, and it is a huge, huge list of these things. And we've seen the corporate media. They'll be out there saying, oh, anti-Semites painted swastikas on the door of this dorm room of this student at Georgetown. And then when it's exposed as a hoax, they'll print the retraction, you know, on page 87 underneath the obituaries. One of the problems we have with the American people right now, especially in terms of the print media, they'll read just the headline and think they know what's going on, which is why we see so many printed news stories where the headline is directly contradicted by what's in the body of the story, because they understand they need to report the honest facts, but most people are just going to skim the newspaper, read the headlines, and think they know what's going on, and they don't. It's a very dishonest way of doing things, but that's what the corporate media will do. Obama, in his final days in office, is attempting to ratify the United Nations Gun Control Treaty. He wants those guns, you know, to end. And again, I mentioned this yesterday, this double standard. Every time there's a Muslim who commits an act of terror, we are told we should not condemn all Muslims for the actions of a crazy few. And yet when somebody with their brain melted on prescription antidepressants shoots up a movie theater, oh, my goodness, all the gun owners are collectively guilty, and all the gun dealers and gun manufacturers, they're all part of the problem. We have to take guns away from the law-abiding citizens. You can see the hypocrisy there. Now, I'm opposed to violence, but let us be very honest about something. The Second Amendment is not about target shooting. It's not about hunting deer. It's not about hunting ducks. It's about defending your home against criminals and an out-of-control, unconstitutional government. That's what it's there for. That Second Amendment is there to enforce the other nine in that Bill of Rights. That's what it's really there for. And the interesting thing to remember, when the Second Amendment was written, they're talking about military arms. They're talking about a militia. And ordinary firearms, hunting weapons, varminting guns, they were such a necessary part of life. Nobody even entertained the notion of taking those away. They were indispensable, especially during the winter when you didn't have farm crops. You had to go on out and hunt meat. The Second Amendment is specifically about reserving to the American people military weapons to hold an out-of-control government in check. That's what it's there for. If the uniformed services have it, we are allowed to have it as well. Only dictators and tyrants fear an armed population. One of the things that made the United States credible and respected around the world was a government that trusted its people to own and use firearms. And now they're going back on that. Down in Missouri, talk about the school-to-prison pipeline to fund that prison industrial complex, all the prison factories, the slave labor. Just like Germany had in those camps. They were slave labor camps. Forget all the nonsense about, you know, gassings and all the rest of it. They were factory camps, slave labor camps. The people in them were manufacturing war material for the Nazi armies. That's what they were there for. And we have the same thing in this country. People are sent to prison and turned into effectively slave labor. They get a few pennies for what they're doing. And they had the same thing in the Nazi camps. There was a camp script. You actually got paid, and you could spend that camp script in the camp store, the theater. They even had a bordello in many of these. So that's what these are. We're descending into that which we were told that we were supposed to hate so much in the middle of the last century. So down in Missouri, they've passed a new law that makes fighting by grade school students a felony, punishable by up to a four-year sentence in prison. This goes into effect January 1st. If grade school students get into fights, and it happens all the time, they can go to jail for up to 4 years. I mean, that is just completely ridiculous. And this is clearly coming out of the liberal establishment, who actually believes that if they have this law, that they will, you know, change what's in the brains of little kids so they won't get into fights. And it's absolutely ridiculous. Now, apparently, four bodies have been found on the property of retired Briarcliff Manor cop Nicholas Tartaglione. And apparently these bodies were missing men from a busted drug deal last April. And apparently this officer killed them and buried them on property he rented in Orange County. It's amazing. All right, we got a little bit of time left before the Lady Claire joins us. So let's talk about human-caused global warming. And again, if you are traveling for Christmas this weekend, you need to check your airline. Los Angeles International Airport is stormed in. A lot of flights, 600 flights canceled or delayed. Going to be more of that tomorrow. A lot of the destination airports in the northern part of the continental United States are snowed in. So check on your smartphone app or call, find out what's really going on before you head on out that door, because it's a mess out there. Now, over Lake Superior, they're starting to see the formation of this very intense icy fog, and it's signaling a massive lake effect blizzard for Minnesota, and it looks like it's going to hit on Christmas Day. And it's going to be bad. And Al Gore is going to be out there screaming, no, that's not snow. That's white lumpy rain. You will not see the snow. You will not see the ice. You will pay carbon taxes. Woo! Ridiculous here. Up in Surgut in Siberia, the temperature has dropped to minus 62 degrees centigrade. It's a 10-year record low temperature. Now, thankfully, the people in this town, in Ugra, they're acclimated to the cold weather. So they're out there having fun, taking pictures and posting them on social media. But that is very extreme weather. But that is not stopping our corporate media, the real news, in this case, the Washington Post, reporting that the Arctic ice cap is melting and it's lost 57,000 square miles of ice have melted over the past 24 hours because you humans are using carbon without paying a tax on it. And they can say that knowing that very few of us have the means to actually go up to the Arctic and check for ourselves. It's the same nonsense Ramses pulled on the people of Egypt when he claimed victory in Kadesh. He knew they couldn't go up there and find out for themselves. So it's all over the temples that he built. You know, my victory in Kadesh. And it was all a big lie. Those Egyptian temples were the ancient Egyptian equivalent of CNN. That's where the government's lies are going to be found. Now, Michael Mann has filed a defamation lawsuit against some people in the media who said, the issue is that the Competitive Enterprise Institute policy analyst Rand Simberg described Michael Mann as the Jerry Sandusky of climate science. Now, Michael Mann, of course, is at the heart of the hockey stick fraud. He's been under investigation for misappropriation of research funds. See, this is not a squeaky clean guy. But I have to agree that that attack and that characterization did cross the line. Now, the court has ruled the defamation lawsuit can proceed. Obviously, Rand Sinberg was claiming that he's protected by the First Amendment to say that. But I think it's time to sound a warning to all of my fellow practitioners in the independent media. We are now a significant part of information in this society. And even though corporate media doesn't always play by the rules, we have to. You need to be aware of what legally constitutes slander, libel, or defamation, and you need to be careful, because corporate media and the government would love nothing better for Christmas than an excuse to sue us all out of existence. And so we have to be careful. We have to be more professional than the professional media. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 harvest. $4 gas, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and the Fear Mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're coming up on the top of the hour, and the lovely Lady Claire. And Japan... their romance, if you will, with nuclear power has been strained by the Fukushima disaster. And after Fukushima, there was temporarily a ban on all nuclear reactors, and then Japan relented, even though oil prices were dropping because of the oil price war, and they sort of started heading back in. Now they're having second thoughts again. Apparently, they have a reactor called the Monju. It's a fast breeder reactor, meaning the reactor makes more fuel and bomb stuff as it operates. And apparently, it has cost nearly 7 billion pounds over the last 22 years. They only started it up a little less than a year ago. It's been running for 250 days, and they've decided to shut it down and scrap it because it's had nothing but problem after problem after problem after problem. And so it would appear that, again, they need to be cautious. And one more time, I want to say that I think all of this stuff can be made to work. Nuclear power, deep oil drilling, even GMO. The problems all come when the safety decisions are left in the hands of the money junkies, who will always cut corners and trade safety for profitability. You look at the cascade for any disaster going all the way back to the initiating event, and you will find something that should have been there, that was planned to be there, and was taken out to save costs. And remember, when the Fukushima quake and tsunami happened, one power station on that coast survived without any damage. That was the one at Onagawa, because the engineer in charge of building that one stood firm and said, these are the safety specifications that this plant needs, and we're not going to tolerate any cutbacks. And unfortunately, he passed away before seeing the vindication of his obstinance, if you will, stubbornness. But you see, it can be made to work. But unfortunately, as long as the money junkies are calling the shots, we're going to get poor quality reactors, poor quality drilling platforms, poor quality computers, poor quality cars, because money is all they think about. By the way, apparently 700 million Android cell phones are pre-installed with Chinese spyware coming right out of the box. And it all tracks back to a software company called AdUps, and their firmware comes pre-installed on 700 million Android devices, and it's been discovered that it collects personal information from users and sends it back to AdUps without their knowledge or consent. I'm about ready to go back to a couple of Dixie cups and a waxed string for my phone calls to my wife here. Now, Bernie Sanders is demanding now an investigation of big pharmaceutical companies who are making huge profits selling large amounts of highly addictive opioids to rural communities in West Virginia. We talked about this yesterday, where these pharmaceutical executives were arrested for encouraging doctors to get people hooked on these highly addictive synthetic opioids called fentanyls. Got to take a break for station identification. Back with the Lady Claire after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.